Hey, this is Matt Gaeter, color commentator for UNC Bears football and former UNC offensive lineman. You're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Matt Gaeter, Blake Olson, Matt Gaeter. I am so excited for this team to call all things UNC Bears football coming up. And Blake, man, your video work is just second to none, dude. I really am just blown away by the coverage you are providing for the University of Northern Colorado. Haven't seen it done quite like this. So I just want to thank you on behalf of all of us here on the show, KFKA, this community, because you are doing a great thing. Yeah. Oh, look at that. Susan and Cheryl. Just absolutely love them some Blake Olson. Blake, my man, just keep up the great work. I absolutely love those videos you're doing.
Oh, well, thank you. You are too kind, and it's amazing. You haven't hurt my feelings today. Whose feelings have you hurt today, Brady?
I haven't hurt anybody's, but we were playing back. Angel went and dug up. We had Brian Howell on the show yesterday from Buff Zone. And
I heard that.
Primetime called him out in the middle of the press conference because he tweeted out that Brian basically thought it was unfair that this kid couldn't clear waivers that transferred out of CU. I didn't think it was an attack on Primetime, but apparently Primetime fans thought so. So it was wild. That was wacky.
Wow, that is such a double standard. That is amazing to me. A guy, you know, and I have no problem with Coach Prime. You know, there are a lot of things I love about him. I used to cover Deion when he was in Dallas for the Cowboys. But, you know, that is amazing because day one he goes into the locker room and he hurts almost 90% of the feelings of the players in the room.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, you know, your skin needs to be a little thicker if you're the head coach. And I didn't have a problem at all with that tweet from Brian Howell. I mean, that was just – and as he said, as he told you yesterday, it was directed more at the NCAA, and that's all it was.
Yeah.
Bottom line, you don't have to apologize for anything. I mean, that, it's stupid. If a coach comes in there and says, hey, you're done, you're not good enough to play for me, get out of here. You know, the kid's got to find another place to play. And if someone else thinks that he should start for them at a D1 level, he should be able to do it. But the NCAA has no control over anything anymore.
No, they've completely lost it. Yeah,
they have.
They're all over the place with conference realignment, the transfer portal, NIL, all that stuff could have been maybe controlled better if we would have got ahead of it 20, 30 years ago, but here we are. Blake, you've been in the media. I've been such a fan. Well before I knew you, I was a huge fan. Well before I knew we were kind of related somehow, and before we lived next door to each other, basically. All that stuff, I was a big fan of Blake Olson. Did you ever have a time, though, where you said something on one of your outlets and then you were in a press conference or whatever the next day and a coach turned to you and, like, called you out in front of the media? Has that ever happened to you?
Absolutely. I think a few times. But I was – honestly, I tell this story a lot, Brady. I was a horrible journalist when it came to covering the Broncos. I was there every day. Adam Schefter and I saw everything. Actually, I saw more than Adam Schefter because Coach Shanahan would give you a choice. You either watch the entire practice, no phones. That was right when phones came out. You could not report on anything. Everything was off record, but you were allowed to watch practice. And I loved it because it gave me a feel for what they were doing. And I wasn't gonna report anything that I saw. So Adam decided that, you know, and to his credit in this sense, he didn't want to watch anything. So he would stay in his office and then came back out after practice to report on all the news. Well, at that time, Pat Bowlen, for the most part, as you guys have talked about, and it's true, I mean, he would call Adam and say, here's your lead story tomorrow. Mm. You know, put it on the front page of the Denver Post. And, you know, so he's not going to report anything off record. I knew so much about the Broncos in the late 90s and early 2000s that I didn't report on, and Coach Shanahan loved me and because I didn't report on it. So one day after I'll do this quickly, but I think it's a great story. One day after a practice, the year after Elway retired, Greasy was the starting quarterback. He was 0-4. Bubby Brister was ready to start. against the Oakland Raiders, and I noticed that Bubby's shoulder was bothering him. I pulled Coach aside after the scrum, and I said, "Hey, is Greasy going to start, or is Bubby going to start?" And man, he almost lost it. Now, he wasn't angry with me because I didn't do it in front of the other reporters. I said, "I just want to get a feel for it." And then right then he stopped, and he called all the media members over to talk about. Listen, Greasy's going to start. Bubby's shoulder is off. It's hurting. And Blake brought it up, and so I don't want anyone to report on that. Because of that incident, that's how you have the injury reports to this day.
Wow.
He got fined thousands of dollars and what have you. So I was not a good journalist because, we were just showing pretty pictures and rooting for the Broncos and cheerleading for the Broncos when I was at Channel 9, which is basically what they do now.
Yeah.
So you got to take everything with a grain of salt. It's football, it's sports, but once gambling gets involved, which it did, and this is over 20 years ago, the NFL came down with that rule that you have to have the injury report. So there you go. There's some history. I don't know if that answered the question.
It's a great story, and I love hearing these stories from you, Blake. But who's to say you weren't a great journalist? Because right there, what you just did changed an entire rule in the NFL. I would say that's some damn fine journalistic work, my friend.
Well, that's true. I can hang my hat on that. And Mike Shanahan, bought me several dinners because of it, so he always took care of me, so I appreciate it.
I love it, man. And see, what we were talking about before we had you on, it's like, I think there's a place for all types of different media. There's going to be the guy that you just know is critical of the team all the time, no matter what. Sometimes you go there because this guy's going to give you something that this guy's not. There's going to be another guy's kind of middle of the road. He's positive, but then he's going to release something. And then there's your guys that work for the team and things like that. It's going to be a lot of positives, but also going to be inside scoops that you don't get anywhere else. Like you, for example, Blake, with what you're doing with UNC, you being out there as much as you're there, you're getting all this stuff that nobody else is getting. All these position battles and position changes for some guys, like Jordan Apke's case, you're getting stuff that none of us are getting.
Right, and it's not, it's not brain surgery or anything like that. I mean, Ed Lamb is just a great head coach. I mean, I can see it already. He understands, and speaking of not caring, I think you could say anything to Ed Lamb, and he'd go, "Oh, really? Is that how you feel? Okay, good for you. All right, we'll talk to you on Saturday. Hopefully you come to the game." I mean, he understands, the marketing aspect of this business, especially when you're an FCS program. And, I love it. I just love football. I love the positions. Everyone has a story. Every one of these kids on that roster, and UNC has about 10 fewer players than most college football teams, but every one of them has a great story, every single kid. And the fact that it's college football just makes it even better for me, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, no, I think, and again, especially with the UNC Bears, I have so many people ask me. I was on an interview last night talking about CSU, and people were asking about UNC, what's going on there? I can only give them, the cliff notes. I can't give them what you're giving them. I mean, when the work you're putting together following this team. I saw the video about Jordan Apke and his position change and everything. What David Hogue's going to do, his position change. So we're moving some guys around here. So I'm curious to see how that works out this upcoming season.
Well, that's a great point. Everyone points to David Hogue, but you're going to see his hand on the ground is basically what you're referring to. This defensive line is impressive, as I tweeted last night, Brady, because of the depth. There were times in practice last year, and I felt so bad. I felt horrible for the coaching staff because they had basically four defensive linemen, and they were bringing over offensive linemen to play defensive line. I mean, they had really reason to be at that position. So Hogue will come from the edge, and that'll add a lot to the defensive line. But there are four new defensive linemen to go with Nick Norris. It's going to be exciting. And Napke coming up from the safety spot. And you can hear that on the Twitter. By the way, on the Twitter machine, I'm at Blake Olson 1. And by the way, you said, yeah, I was broadcasting before you knew me. I was broadcasting before you were born. Some of the things you and Angel talk about, I kind of giggle because, you know, I mean, this is the junk that I talked about in my early 20s, and that's where you guys are now.
Yeah.
But, no, so many position changes. Great, so this is great talent, but the culture is outstanding in Greeley right now.
Oh, you know, it is. And I like to make fun of Angel because he's way younger than me, but, you know, because I'm not in my 20s,
wow.
Unfortunately, Blake.
Right. I know you're not, but you do look it.
Well, that is the best compliment.
And by the way, you don't wear red in Boulder. I mean, I'm no CU apologist or anything like that, but my best friend played for him in the 90s with the national championship team. And I was around those guys a lot. I've known Alfred since he was 18 years old. And the bottom line is Bill McCartney made it clear. You do not wear red on campus and while you're in the locker room. So I don't even know what that subject was all about. I just caught it the last few seconds of it yesterday. But anyway, I'm an old guy.
What about, can you use the term red shirt there at CU? Because there's red shirt freshmen and stuff like that, injury red shirt. Can you even use terms with red in them, Blake?
I think you can, but I wouldn't wear a Christmas sweater to the bubble.
Man, see, this just in, CU hates Christmas. That's what we're going to, that's the headline tomorrow, Blake. You'll have to answer for that.
Right, and I will. And by the way, Nebraska hates CU as much as they did before. I mean, the entire state of Nebraska comes to Estes Park in the summertime. I mean,
yeah, they have that shop there. They have that memorabilia place there, right?
Yes. Yeah. Hey, when I was a kid, Brady, we would go to football practice, and we'd see all these cars in red just making their way up to Estes the day before the CU games, and they would take over Folsom Field until McCartney turned it around. But make no mistake about it, Nebraska hates Colorado, and Colorado should hate Nebraska. However, the black shirts, the defense, they can speak black terms, black color jersey terms in Lincoln because they have the black shirt. So
that's true.
Here we go.
Yeah, you have to have some of that terminology. You just can't get past it. Blake
Absolutely.
Olson joining us, the voice of the UNC Bears. August 31st, Thursday night football, Blake. I might have to make that a part of my Thursday night special. What do you think?
I think you should. I don't have a problem with Thursday night football as long as it's right before the high school season starts. I don't like Thursday night high school football either. But, yeah, this is a great way to kick it off. August 31st, 6 o'clock, right here on KFK on 1310. Pre-game show at 5 o'clock. Matt Gaetter is going to be obviously a color analyst. He's going to do a great job. You talk about a smart guy, man. Matt Gaetter is one of the smartest guys you'll ever meet. Anyone that went to the Air Force Academy and prep school and was able to do what he did, really intelligent young man. Does a great job. We're gonna have a great time. And that stadium, man, it's a great venue to kick off the season at Abilene Christian. West Texas and Abilene they built new stadiums a few years ago, and it's a great facility for FCS football. And I think the players are going to love it.
I can't wait to hear you guys on the call. I'm just waiting for Matt Gaetter's chomping at the bit, something like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm just come up with something,
like
Blake. I mean,
yeah.
TM, trademark on that one, by the way. You can't get all the money from that, the royalties. That's part of my deal. So
I promise. Nothing will happen. You'll cash in on everything.
Let's see. Okay, from the 970 is... Is this a nickname? Is Black Olives, a.k.a. Blake Olson, still going to do the coach's show on Tuesdays at the GOAT? Blake, the world wants to know.
That must be Terry. That's Terry, super fan of the UNC Bears with the greatest mustache in the world.
Oh, it's the greatest mustache.
Raleigh Fingers, who was before your time, played for the Oakland A's, but Terry has a mustache like Raleigh Fingers. But yes. As far as I know, unless Brady has made a different decision that I'm not aware of, yes,
nope.
I will be there, and we will do the coach's show, and looking forward to it. on Tuesday nights, and Black Olive is my nickname. That's a long story I'll tell you about later, speaking of Black.
Well, I love it. I know Bears fans love getting your takes, your insight, man. So we are lucky to have you, my friend, and we're looking forward to that game. We're looking forward to the coach show, all of it. Appreciate you, my man.
Hey, thank you, Brady. And just keep on following on Twitter, at Blake Olson 1, if you want to see some interviews, video. And, you know, I think they're bigger, faster, stronger. I think it's going to be a blast. I do.
And I'm following that Twitter. I'm looking at your stuff right now, man. You want information, that's where to go, especially when it comes to all things UNC Bears. Blake, we'll talk to you soon, my friend. I'll see you. I'll be waiting out front since we live like a block away. I'll just wait out front, see how you're doing.
All right. I'll drop a Diet Dr. Pepper on.
Thanks, man. Blake Olson, the voice of the UNC Bears. Black Olives. That's the nickname. I didn't know that was his nickname. I like that, though. We're going to use it. 11:51 the time. This is a man, though, Blake. He just cares about the product that he's putting out there. He cares about the Bears. He cares about all of it. He's so excited to bring this to you. And then Matt Gaider, who played the game, who is an offensive lineman for the Bears, who played at Air Force. He's going to bring insight that we've never had on the station before. So we're pumped about that.
Yeah, and you talk about those videos on the Twitter. If you really want to get a sense of Ed Lamb's coaching philosophy and the culture he's building at UNC, go check out those videos. You're hearing from coaches and players, and yeah, they talk about themselves, but they talk about how much fun they're having and the culture that they're building there and what the message to that team is. It's going to be a really exciting season.
Yeah, and you won't want to miss their coverage all season long. 11:52 the time. We'll wrap up hour number one. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Scores, interviews, and more. Preps Rewind with Mike Danson. Saturdays at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.